This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And we're doing All Creatures Great and Small with Serena Faber-Nelson from the dog blog Pretty Fluffy. Hi, Serena.
Hi, Katrina.
So we're talking about chickens today, and particularly, I guess, chickens bred for meat. Well, we've talked about eggs in the past, but we haven't talked about chicken meat. So at the moment, where does most of our chicken meat come from?
Well, Katrina, at this point, most in time, our chicken comes from factory farm conditions. So that means in Australia, about 488 million factory farm chickens are killed every year. And this meat goes on to become things like our roast dinners and our chicken sandwiches and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say factory farmed, what does that mean for the chickens?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't mean anything good for these guys. Your average meat chickens live in sheds where they're packed to the tune of 20 birds per square metre. Now, without doing the math, I can tell you that's a lot. And like other factory farmed animals, they have hardly any room to move and no sunlight. But the meat chickens especially, it's their abnormal growth rates that are the most intensive and cruel thing done to them.
What does that mean with their growth rates?
Well, the thing is, it only takes about 5 to 6 weeks for every factory farm chicken to go from being born to ending up on our plates. So when you start thinking about it, that's a lot of growing to do in a short amount of time to these chickens. Because they're forced to grow so quickly, it puts a lot of strain on their hearts and their joints. A lot of them end up struggling to walk or even stand because their skeletons are just too immature to handle the weight. And if they don't collapse and starve to death like this, others end up flat out dying from heart failure because their bodies are just too young to handle this growth. And around 20 million chickens die each year from things like this.
Oh, is that just because they're pumped full of hormones? Is that why they get so big?
Well, contrary to popular opinion, chickens are actually not pumped full of hormones. This doesn't happen. But what does happen is they're given a lot of antibiotics, some which promote growth, and then they're kept in these conditions where they're encouraged to eat and not much more. So the lighting's kept minimal. They have no room to exercise or demonstrate natural behaviour. And the whole setup is geared to getting them to move less, eat more, and grow faster than usual.
Yeah, so their muscles wouldn't even get to develop to support their bodies. So how can we avoid this kind of chicken farming?
Well, the first way is to always buy free range. I've said it a lot. I'll say it again, free range all the way. So the chicken meat industry is brilliant for offering a number of free range options. Mm-hmm. In supermarkets, restaurants, even at a lot of takeaway chicken shops, you can now see free range options. And if you can't see it listed, just ask. If there's more people asking for it, the more popular it will become. The other way to help these chickens is to try and reduce your demand on Australia needing so much chicken by bringing back some nose-to-tail cooking in your home.
Okay, what's nose-to-tail cooking? This sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, it is very interesting. Now, what nose-to-tail cooking is all about is basically it's using every part of the chicken that you buy.
Oh, this sounds like my mother, yes. Okay.
I do find it handy to think back to post-war days when, you know, chicken roast was a once-a-week treat. And then you can get creative. You can use your leftover scraps for salads and sandwiches, use the bones to make a stock, and use other bits in pies or soups. It may sound really simple and a bit old-fashioned, but when you think about it, the reason that these chickens are growing at such an alarming rate is because we're eating them at that rate. So by being a bit more conscious about how we cook, we can lessen that demand. The extra bonus is that by doing this, we can also cut back on our grocery bills at the same time.
Well, my mother used to get about 4 meals out of a chicken. She used to roast it and we'd eat about, I think, half of it in the roast. And then she would, the next day we'd have, you know, as you said, like cold chicken as the meat. And then we'd have, and then the last day she'd get the carcass and she'd make like a fricassee or something with little bits of chicken in it. And
it's an amazing thing. And I think by going back to that kind of way of cooking, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd save a bit of money and help the chickens. So where can people get a bit more info?
Well, for more information about helping factory farm chickens, head to freebetty.com. And if you're wanting some ideas on how to cook chicken nose to tail without calling your mother, you can check out jamieoliver.com. He's a big supporter of chickens and has some fantastic tips.
Uh-huh. Well, it's more environmental too if you use the whole chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
no waste. Okay. Thanks, Serena.
Thanks, Katrina.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.